This is the Road to the Dash.
The Road to the Dash, Nedbank Desert Dash 2022. And we're so excited about this one because when we started this segment, I said the first people we have got to have in for an interview is certainly the Old Mutual All Black Girls team. And I can say that with my chest because I'm so proud. So in studio today, we've got Vicky, Winnie, Jackie, as well as Sophia. Ladies, hello and welcome to Radio Wave.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having us.
Hi, Limey.
It is so great to have you here in studio. And I think one of the biggest highlights when the press release came out, just to hear that this is the first time a all-female black girls team, 2022, is competing in the Dash. I mean, that's remarkable.
It is monumental.
It is monumental.
You're bringing it.
All right, so whose idea was it?
It was Vicky's idea, and she and Sophia started the getting everything in motion, I think, to put a team together.
Yeah, this was about last year where we met with Vicky, and we first wanted to do a two ladies team, mm-hmm. and then we thought, okay, the hours that goes in it is quite hectic, and we both have our jobs and lives and commitments. So we thought, okay, let's have a four girls team, and then that's when we started searching and scouting for the rest of the black
girls. All right, Vicky, the idea in your mind, what happened? What went through your mind at the time where you were like, you know what, I'd actually like to do the Dash in a all female black girl team?
Well, basically, I participated in last year's Dash mm-hmm. in a four man mixed team, two ladies and two guys, and I started, and I was in, so the starting point is in Grove Mall basement, and I was basically the only black female there because the other lady that was also riding with us was on the way already. And I spoke to Selma, and I asked Selma, has there ever been like an all black girls team? And she's like, no, never. There's supposed to be one from South Africa, but due to COVID restrictions, they didn't make it. And I was like, okay, game on, let's do this. And she actually told me, no, there's a lady that has participated before, which is Sophia. You can talk to her about it. She gives spinning classes at Virgin Active. And I started engaging different people, got Sophia's number, and throughout the year we were looking for the ladies. And I think the toughest challenge was actually getting potential black females to actually form a team that is able to finish, and I think we've got a good one.
I think you've got a good one as
we
well.
Do.
Definitely.
So, you know, Sophia's done the Dash, Vicky, you've attempted the Dash. Who else has actually participated in the Dash before?
It's just Vicky and Sophia. So Jackie and I have never taken it on, but it was on our bucket list.
Do you know what you're in for?
Yes, we've had a taste of it. So we've put in a lot of mileage, so we know it's going to be tough. So, yeah, no, we're up for it. We're ready. We do have, you know, a background of, you know, sports. I come from a running background.
Okay. So the endurance is there.
I've done my endurance and things like that. I just had to switch it over to cycling. I just started cycling in about 2019, 2020. So, yeah. Pretty much, I'm in motion.
We're confident, and, we're good,
confident.
We're ready to go.
Yes, so, yeah, excited.
All right, so let's talk about representation, because I think that's the biggest theme when it comes to you four ladies. And Vicky, you were just saying that when you rode the Dash, you saw one other person that looked like you.
Yeah.
So, and as you said, this is monumental, right? There are going to be girls all over this nation seeing themselves represented in you for the first time, cycling of all black girls team. So how much does representation mean to you individually?
I think that's the number one thing that we're doing this, why we're doing this. Basically, yes, representation and trying to inspire the, you know, like the black girl child. It's no secret that, you know, like there's very little female representation in the cycling community. Mm-hmm. And when I did the Dash last year, there were a lot of people like, you know, sending me messages. Oh my goodness, you did it. Is it not tough? Is it not like, you know, a difficult task to get over? And it was actually not as difficult as everyone thinks of it to be. But, you know, like just that, knowing that you have inspired somebody. So what would it be to actually have, like, you know, a full team of all black females actually doing it for the masses. And I think the attention has been so, has been overwhelming since the press release came out with Nedbank. Like, you know, we've been all over. And our main aim was just like, girls, let's do this. Let's write, let's have fun, let's enjoy it, you know, like, let's inspire. But now it's like, you know, beyond that, that we actually have to do it for Namibia, for everybody. So, yeah, it's really important to us. It's kind of like your whole thing of, you know, Obama being the first American black president. So, right. It's kind of like the Namibian, you know, black, all black female team sort of a thing. So, it's really not, it's not taking away from all the other cyclists, but we just want to, it's about inclusivity, it's about inspiring, it's about like, girl, get up. Train for it, you can do it.
That's, I think, that's one of the biggest things. A lot of the time when people think about representation, it's like, you're taking away from me. We're not taking anything away. This is inclusivity. Yes. We just want to make the Nedbank Desert Dash look more like the society that it actually takes part in, right? Yes. Of all colors, races, genders, and ability groups as well. So I think that's huge. Mm. So I recently read Sarah Kamala's book, My Climb to the Top of the World. And she was the first black African woman to summit Everest. It took her 4 attempts before she got to the top. So one of the things was the pressure.
Yeah.
He's getting worse. Oh, yes. So let's talk about the pressure that is on you now. Do you feel it a lot as we count down to the 9th of December? Like, what's the thing that's weighing on you the most?
It is definitely
the commitment. I think the putting in the time. Jackie and Sophia are studying as well as working all the time. Vicky and I are moms, so we've got kids. You know, we've got work. It's a lot of things, and then you know the monetary costs that come with taking part in.
Can we talk about that? Because cycling is not cheap.
It's not cheap at all. It's not.
And I confirmed because I spoke to one of the folks, who are actually sponsoring. I said, did the ladies all buy their own bikes? Like, yeah, they bought their own bikes. I mean, that's not cheap.
No, it's not. It's not. And you have to service it. You know, the parts, they break. You have to replace them. So it's a lot. And the kit is not expensive. But we've been lucky to have some sponsors. Right. You know, Old Mutual. And also Nedbank has come on board, I think. So that's been helpful. But it's still expensive. There are a lot of things that add up. Mm-hmm. But if you're dedicated, you make it work because you see the bigger picture and you have the vision. So we're running with it and we are giving it our all. All the monies.
the time, the money, the take emotions, money. Everything. You know? I think that's what we want to do this year. Just take it.
Definitely. But as much as the pressure is getting worse, it feels so good because a lot of women can come out and just like, next year I want to join, guys. Yeah. I want to train with you guys.
Right.
We want to partake. We are very excited.
Honestly, seeing the four of you, you know, makes it feel possible for me.
That's the idea. That's actually the idea. It's possible for everybody, really.
Yeah. You know what? Like, you know, yesterday we actually did a ride this weekend around Windhoek. It was the Ladur Legacy of Love Challenge, which was like 525 kilometers. So we were a group of 8 ladies who had to like do a relay to finish, to complete. And we actually did complete safely. Everybody was safe, sound, in good spirits after 31 hours. And one of the solo cyclists who did the whole 525 kilometers, Franz Amakali, he was riding so strategically that he wasn't rushing himself. He was taking his own time. And he came to a point where he saw Manny's. Manny owns one of the bike shop.
Yes, Mr. Africa.
Mr. Africa himself. And his logo or like slogan says, impossible is nothing. Absolutely. Impossible is nothing. But you know what? You have to put in the work. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the effort. And talking about your book, the article that you wrote last week, it summed everything up about representation and the Kumalo lady that summited
Everest.
And then it you summed up all our aspirations, the whole reason why we're actually doing the dash. We were firstly doing it for ourselves and obviously for the greater good of the community.
Right.
But in all of it, reading that Sarah didn't... I didn't finish the dash last year and I didn't get my medal.
Right.
And I'm sure going to get my medal this
yes,
year.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, what?
I have going no... To you know what? I have yes, zero doubt in my mind. Just speaking to you ladies, I know that
absolutely,
mentally you yeah, are there.
We are yes, there.
You are in Swapo.
And it takes the mental,
yes,
mental aspect,
the mental
of, it
aspect
well, too,
of it all
definitely,
right,
to finish
yeah,
such
absolutely,
a race.
So very quickly, let's talk about the hard work. Here you are, four ladies, careers, studying, mothers. Yes. I don't know what else is on your plate.
Wives.
I
mean, whoa, wait, wives.
I know I have listeners listening right now, like, Lamy, which one is single? Can you make that?
You can't disclose.
Because I want to be waiting in trouble. So let's talk about training. I mean, what does that look like for you?
For us, it's putting in the hours, the kilos.
Yeah, so... Mm.
So
training together
as much as possible. We try
nutrition.
And
are we eating specifically?
Yes.
Are we fueling a certain way?
I mean that we could definitely have another discussion on that.
Yeah.
But how our program is set up is that because of you know our day to day commitments, you know, mm, like you know being you know wives, mothers, we have 8-to-5 jobs. We do have a schedule in terms of what we expect our training. We put in like, you know, a few strength training, a few running, mm-hmm, and at least get on the bike twice during the week. And then on weekends, we are dedicated to riding with each other every Saturday, if possible. But so far, it has been, you know, like, you know, amazing. Mm-hmm. And because at the end of the day, if you don't train, you are really as strong as your weakest team member. And I think I'm so mm, proud of the girls that we have been putting in the effort and we have been doing mm, it. And they're my girls, my sisters.
Yeah. I know one thing. There's just no way that you can commit to riding the Netbank Desert Dash without sacrifices.
Mm. Absolutely not.
What sacrifices have you had to make this year?
Well, family time.
Time away from the family.
Time away from mm, friends.
Yes.
You also need to cut those, especially the bad ones. Mm. The ones that tell you, let's go to, you know, the catch or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and self-discipline, really. Like, you just got to be focused
on
that,
that
goal and
definitely
nothing else.
I could talk to you ladies for the
rest of the day.
Because you're so inspiring. But I just want to ask you each one final question, an answer from each of you.
Yeah.
Who are you writing for? Who are you riding the Netbank Desert Dash for 2022?
Well,
okay.
I can start. I'm doing it for myself because I've set the goal to do it and I'm committed. I'm doing it for the rest of the three ladies because I'm part of the chain and I'm doing it for every other aspiring cyclist out there, regardless of what skin color you know you are. We're doing this as female. It's great for your mental health, being on the bike cycling for hours, like you get to solve every problem. So I'm cycling for everybody.
Okay.
This one is for you. We're not afraid to try. We're not afraid to fail.
Mm.
We're definitely not afraid to succeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Jackie?
Who am I doing this for? Mostly for myself, but for my teammates, for my girls, my sisters, but for the lady who's sitting somewhere thinking they can't get on the bike. Biking is not for them. It's hard. Nothing is hard. Impossible is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everybody that has a challenge that they want to, something they want to do, and they feel it's too hard, I'm doing this for you so you can go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I'm doing it for myself, of course, firstly. I'm doing it for my health. I'm doing it for my family, for my two kids, so that they can see that mommy's doing it. We can do it, you know, in the future. Just to all the women out there, no matter what your color is, you can do anything. If you put your mind to it, you can accomplish it. I've had this on my bucket list for some time, and somehow it worked out in such a way that I'm here now. I didn't think it would be happening this year, but we organically found each other, and here we are doing this amazing feat. So very excited, and I just like to encourage anyone, especially if you are running already, if you are playing a sport already, it means you have the capability to transition into a different sport. So it's not impossible. Just get that bike. You don't have to get a brand new one. Get a second-hand one, fix it up, and that's how you start. And no, it's amazing. Cycling is so good for the health. You really get your thoughts out, and it's just an amazing community.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Winnie. Sophia, who are you riding for?
Who am I riding for? I think it's very beautiful that we all share this beautiful goal or vision. First of all, I'm riding for myself, for my family. When I say family, especially for my grandmother in the north, she hears about, you know, the Sophia in Windhoek doing cycling, Kambaskera and all the things. So I think for her, she's as excited as I am. And I just want to, you know, when I finish, I think that's the first person I will call because she's very close to the heart. So the rest of the family, the rest of the friends that I have, and especially just to send out a strong mission, a message about the girl child. It's possible. Whether it's now dark brown, blue, yellow, it is possible for women to do anything they set their mind to.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
So to the all black girls team riding the Nedbank Desert Dash 2022, we want to salute you here at Radio Wave. It's very honorable what you're doing, for the reasons you are doing it for. We are all definitely moved. We are all definitely watching you. And yeah, it's not even about the pressure. I think you've made us all very proud.
Yes.
As of right now.
We are keeping our fingers crossed for you guys.
We definitely hope you're in a hoe all the way till Swak of Munch. Hey?
Yes. And then one more thing. We're going to come back with our medals and we're going to have another interview.
Yes. So we'll have a
with
separate.
Our yes. With Champopo.
No, I'm going to go buy the champagne now.
Thank you.
And it's waiting because Sarah did we're going to have the champagne now. Yes. So, ladies, as you said, nothing is impossible.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to your performance at the Dash, and you've made us all so proud. Just by this attempt, you've made us all so proud. So we look forward to it. Congratulations in advance.
Yes.
And we'll see you in Swak of Munch.
See you. Thank you for having us.
The Nedbank Desert Dash 2022. This was The Road to